light was on, but he was the only one out there.
Yeah, I heard that night, and I just didn't bother keying up at all.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I just didn't want to be bothered with the aggravation. But, it's about it. Got a new phone, got EchoLink on the phone, so I'm happy.
82 BOR, yeah, I'm looking to get EchoLink hooked up at the shop here. I already got the headset with the microphone. But I just realized when I tried to send them a copy of my license still says technician on it. When I did the upgrade, I never got a new paper license in the mail. So I emailed the FCC the other day. Somebody got back to me. I'm going to wait and see what happens. But I can't get on EchoLink until I get a license that matches.
As long as you kept the same call sign, you shouldn't have a problem.
No EchoLink that. I already told them that, and they said don't waste our time. If you can't produce the license that says what you are on it, you would go try elsewhere. That's basically what they told me.
I don't know, man. I didn't produce anything. I paid a dollar and got it. All they needed was my information, and they checked it on the computer. That was it.
Credit card I got is a GM MasterCard, and I do not have that going back to my address where my license is. I use my girlfriend's house, and they also said on the site that the credit card has got to match your license address, so that's out.
QSL. Alright. Well, I hear ya. So what's new, anything?
Nah, I came up with another health issue. I don't have time tonight to talk to you on the phone about it. I'm going to be going back in the hospital again in a couple weeks. I got to go get a stress test first with my cardiologist, but maybe if you're out there tomorrow night, I'll get to you on the phone. But I'm a little tied up here now, and I got to get to Debbie's house in a little while. So let me say 73. It was good hearing you. Hope your new year was good, and hope this year is better than 2014. 73. 82 BOR, I'll be clear on yours.
73 is Rocky, God bless. And keep me posted. Feel free to give me a call anytime you need to. KCQYJV.
Hey, 73
is disconnected, and I can like.
C2YJB disconnected.
morning. This is W2TTT.
W2TTT, this is KC2EMG.
Point.
Two stations. KC2EMG, good morning. Name is Gordon. Who is the other station?
It's your old pal, NY9A. How are you?
George, good morning. How are you and Happy New Year? Hope you are well. Let's see. Let's go to KC2EMG and then over to you, George. Welcome aboard, sir. My name is Gordon. The other station is George.
KC2EMG. My name is Bob. I know George very well. And I've not been on the air for a while. I've had a few problems with location and whatnot, and I just fired up the rig and was glad to hear you. So this is KC2EMG, and I was looking for the CBS network. Back to you. This is KC2EMG.
Yeah, I believe I heard a rumor that that Bob had decided that he would start on Monday and they'd take today off. Okay, George.
Let me verify that rumor. Can you read me all right from where I am, Gordon?
On you, but you're fully copyable.
Wonderful. Otherwise, I would move to another location. Yeah, I just decided I would get on this morning and listen just in case there were any stragglers from the CBS who had a bias towards conversation. And here you both are. Good morning.
George, toward the end of that, you got a little noisy, so I think you do need to be a little mindful of your position. But, yeah, you know, I don't understand the logic of when they do and do not have nets. I understand the national holiday thing. Personally, as a person who works almost every national holiday except for July 4th and Memorial Day and Labor Day, Christmas and New Year's, I don't understand it. And given the pedigree of this group and the likelihood that most people don't stay up to midnight on New Year's Eve, I don't see a reason why you couldn't have the net on New Year's Day either. But if it was still on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. But Bob is the net control and net manager, so it's his ball. He can decide when he wants played, when he doesn't. I know we ran the tech net last night. It was a really good net. Really good net. Guys were very happy with the way that worked out. So, can't complain. We had 21 check-in last night, I think it was. And that was kind of fun, to say the least. So anyway, gosh. KC2EMG, I think you're Bob as well. And yes, I recognize your call from the net here on CBS Retirees Net, but regrettably there is no net today, but we can chat anyway. What the heck? Back over to you, KC2EMG with NY9A W2TTT.
KC2EMG here. Well, I was going to give George a call to ask him whether or not I was getting out because
over to you, NY9A, W2, TTT.
what do you know? Yeah, let me just change locations. I can get to a much better location. Why don't you just talk among yourselves here? Because I wanted to tell you about this quantum mechanics book I'm reading. KW2TTT with KC2EMG. Here's NY9A.
Roger. All right, well, we're in Paramus and having a good old time. I had my house, joined with my wife, and all my siblings and some of my children, or some of our children, I should say, for Christmas, daughter-in-law, and then yesterday we had, all my children and my daughter-in-law and one other son's girlfriend. So it was kind of nice, and then of course another fellow showed up, a couple of guys that actually former scouts of our troop showed up last evening, not on New Year's Eve, but on New Year's evening, New Year's Day evening, lovely. But we had a really, really nice time. So I'm just wandering my way through Paramus on my way back home. So no further ado. KC2EM. No, actually, NY9A. Let me try George again because he was changing options. W2TTT.
I couldn't get past the coffee pot, but I'll bet you this is better.
Sir, yes, sir. Then hand it to Bob.
Okay, over to you, Bob. KC2EMG with W2TTT. Here's NY9A.
NY9A, hope you and KC2EME are in good shape. For Christmas, my wife gifted me with a Yaesu VX6R. And I have to refresh my memory, George, on how to program the darn thing. If you remember, where we have 3 or 4 or something. Actually, they searched the internet and this thing popped up. My daughter found it and suggested to my wife it would be a good present. I was all set to buy a replacement because Yaesu would not fix the earlier one for me. They just discontinued any repair, which kind of didn't make me feel that they were a good X6R. And now I have to go through the owner's manual to refresh my feeble memory. KC2EMG. Over to you, 9. I have to stop and think what you are. NY9E. Thank you.
Oh, it's NY9A. Just think of you're in Elmsford and you want to go north. You just get on NY9A. All right, Bob, I want to discuss this with you further, but let me get into the sweet spot here.
Go ahead, George.
A82CWW.
Good. We have Bob, KC2EMG, and George NY2A in here, so how are you?
Doing good this morning. I'll be just following along.
I heard you up at some ridiculous hour of the night, and of course, I was up at that time, too.
Yeah, me and Rocky pulled a long one last night.
Sounds to me like you got a little more sleep than I did, though. When'd you get up?
9:15.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah, I was up at 7. Say that 2 hours makes a huge difference.
Hey, I'm back.
Okie doke. We have a George sighting again. Carry on, Mr. George.
Thank you kindly. Well, you'll have to give me the specifications for the new fella, who I take it is not necessarily new to you, but delighted to have you aboard. Anyway, I was just in the kitchen having my raisin bran, and I've been reading this book whenever I have a chance or when I have the inclination, and it's all about particle entanglement, which I find one of the most fascinating anomalies in physics, and I think the rest of the world is catching up. But in brief, it says you can have two particles which become entangled somehow. I'm still learning how that's done. And one can be on this side of the universe, and then the other can be on the other side of the universe. And whatever you do to the first one, you will be mirror imaged in the second one, but it happens instantaneously. There's no transmission delay as there is in radio or light or anything else. And that hooked my interest. So this is why I'm doing my little study. And Bob, I'll be happy to provide whatever meager support I can in the, but I don't know the VR6A, six, whatever it is, the VR6 at all. This is a VX7 that I have. And I understand your apprehension about having anything with the Acer name on it when you find out that they don't bother to fix them anymore. I do have a very reliable fellow that I can give you, though, if you want. He's out in Denver. And that's enough for me. Over to Gordon, W2TTT, and the group, NY9A.
Good meet, George. Yeah, particle entanglement's an interesting concept, particularly mirroring eight, two objects. Pretty interesting. The question is, how do you manage it? How do you figure out what the other particle is? How do you place it? How do you create that entanglement, et cetera? That's going to be where the work is more exciting. Not being a particle physicist or a quantum physicist, I should say, I don't know. I really don't. But I'm almost home at this point. But good topic. And the other station is Chris, KD2CWW. He's been licensed for a while. More importantly, he upgraded to the general last Friday. Wait for the paperwork to show up on the internet, but a general, so that's a good thing. Anyway, gentlemen, I will bid you adieu. I gotta go and make sure that everything is hunky-dory at home and get out the door in another hour or so with my son and his girlfriend, hairdresser. He and I are going to go bum around. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do. But we're going to certainly not hang around in a beauty parlor. KC2EMG, W2TTT.
KC2EMG here. Well, I fired up my computer while I was waiting, and I have one that I don't particularly like. A screen came up with a warning that my PC may not be protected. And if I get the message more than once, I need to call a Windows support at 1-866 blah blah blah, and then they'll tell me how to remove malicious malware from my PC. Well, but usually when they say PC, they're talking about another system and not my Apple. So I'm not sure. Anybody have experience with this? Let me know. I think I was hacked into a while back, back around 1st of November, I had my entire hard drive wiped clean, and then we installed a later system on it. So anybody with a little thought on this, because I hesitate these days to call any number or validate any pop-up. KC2EMG, back to... I'm losing track here, so I've forgotten who was coming next, but I'll just toss the baton and see who catches it.
If you have an Apple and you're getting that, call for AppleCare. Pay whatever they want. Touch the bottom line.
But it's not AppleCare. It looks like Mac.
Oh, it's okay. It's all under Apple's happiness.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Windows support.
Is this XP?
No, it's, I've forgotten what system because it's so new. But this talks about calling Windows support.
What I would do is I would look up a Microsoft number, that or take it down to Staples or one of those other places and have them look at it. Do you have a micro center nearby? That's the other better answer.
Well, I have a guy who is pretty good on these, but I hate having to put it in the car, disconnect it, lug it, and so on. In fact, it hasn't been used that much since I got it back from him. Maybe I'll call him up, but this idea that it's window support seems to me to be kind of phony, because usually I would expect to see Apple support and not window support. Back to you.
This is a Mac?
Yes.
Okay, then call Apple. Then set it up with Apple to do something.
Well, I haven't really talked to them in a while. Maybe I'll call the guy who cleaned off the hard drive and gave it back to me. It was pristine, except it had a new operating system, and I had to learn it all, the different screens and whatnot. But I think that's what I will do. So anyway, George, I think that the VX. Six that my wife gifted me with is probably on the overstock market because they bought it through Amazon. And if I really had my wits about me, I might have tried to see if it could be swapped back. Anyway, that's the dilemma I find myself in. That plus I haven't had my coffee yet today. So let's see what your own opinion is. Over.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to get a diagnosis without having symptoms. What are you experiencing, Bob?
Oh, it's just my unfamiliarity with it. You remember, at one time, that was my principal set, that VX3, and I used to have to find a sweet spot in the house here in order to access the net. But when I finally connected the Kenwood, I haven't had that trouble, of course, but I haven't been using the HT. I did program the aircraft band, and it went very well. But I can't seem to get it to recognize this frequency. Why? I really haven't put much time in on it since that was gifted, a nice present, a nice thought. So I sound too ungrateful as it were. We'll see where we go.
Yeah, your microphone audio is breaking up a little bit. That time off toward the end. All right, Chris, over to you, and then I'm going to tell you.
I was starting to get fractions of syllables. So I suspect maybe that you got a bad cord or something like that.
I think it's my push to talk.
Aha. Well, okay, see if you can press it a little bit harder. I know it's not that easy, but otherwise we lose you, and we don't want to lose a gifted word here. I don't know. While these two galoots are trying to figure out whether they're going to hang around a beauty parlor or maybe you can find a barbershop, fellas. Hey, that wouldn't be too bad. I don't know what to tell you, but I'll be happy to give you the benefit of my ignorance as far as this little rig. I've never really learned all that I should about the VX7. I just learned enough to get it on frequency and then lock it in place, because I don't move off this frequency much. Anyway, over to you, Gordon. W2TTT. Oh, my goodness, I'm forgetting our other friend there, Mr. CWW, whose name I did not get. I'm sorry. It may have flown by me, but right now, phew. As my friend Bob says, I have a memory like a steel sieve. Yes. over to you, sir.
Okay, well, 7-3, boys. I got to go, but it's Chris. It's the other station. I got to run. God bless and be safe today. KD2CWW, I'll listen out. W2TTT.
Thank you, Gordon. You have a good day, and don't get that pedicure. People look at you funny. Name here is Chris. I'm located in Hawthorne. And when it comes to PCs getting personal messages or messages, I like to have the phone numbers on file so that I can either match the number to see if it's actually verified, or then even like I do, if somebody calls me on the phone and says they're so-and-so from XXX, I say, I will call direct, and I usually have their phone number, and I will be able to call them back. That way it's a verified phone call.
I understand that, but the problem I have here is that it's telling me to call that number, and they will step me through clearing the malware, as they call it. Now, I've noticed any malware, but then again, that's the nature of the beast. I did have Mac Keeper for a while. In fact, I put it on because it was at one time, it was the way to protect your Mac. And I think somebody hacked into it or diverted it, because apparently a lot of my trouble came from the fact that I was responding to Mac Keeper when it would say, press here and we'll clean up your files. So something happened there. I'm not sure what it was. I'm a little bit at loose ends because I just did manage to clear the screen of the notice. And we'll see what we can do. Well, that's my problem. So, Hawthorne, is it? Well, we're not far away. I'm in Northern New Rochelle. Back to you. I missed the call, but this is KC2EMG.
Yeah, actually, it's Hawthorne, New Jersey. Sorry about that.
Well, that's a nice place to be from, too. I just wanted to say, for the benefit of George and others, I was so saddened because I was missing Josephine on the CBS net. Since my times on the trying to get in or listening to it from the location was sporadic. We were preoccupied with medical things, and as a result, I didn't realize that she had passed until I heard something about a memorial, and that saddened me greatly because that was one fine lady. KC2EMG.
NY9A, George, you still in there?
I'm still here, Chris. KD2CWW, I think. I hope you'll forgive me if I'm hacking up your call there, but I'm doing this from memory, and at this stage, I'm not so sure how good my memory is. This is NY9A, New York 9A, and congratulations on making the general. That's a wonderful step. Now, come on up and join us in the amateur extra ranks.
My wife is going to tutor me. There's a lot of math that is beyond my realm when it comes to the extra class, and my wife being a special ed teacher by schooling. She's also a control teacher for a preschool for special needs children, and that's where I come in. So she's going to help me, and I'm going to get that extra.
Good for you. That's exactly the attitude, and it's wonderful to have a wife who is so helpful and supportive, and that can only be said because I know I have one. God bless her. KD2CWW with KC2EMG. Here is NY9A. Bob, are you still with us? KC2EMG and the group NY9A.
Yeah, I'm still here, about to pull a plug, getting later and later. And I have a few time-dependent things that I've got to accomplish. I just reconnected the rig and this morning, and I'm delighted to see that it's working, apparently, even though my push the talk switch may not be in the best shape. I may disassemble the mic and see what's going on there. But best to Joyce and you all, and have a great new year. And I'll maybe I'll chat with you on the landline later. KC2EMG will be listening out.
All the same to you too, pal. Anyway, let things go in the right direction. And you know what? I'm not so sure that I would be 100% whacked out by that notice that showed up. It doesn't take much for them to slip in something that puts a notice up on your screen. And it doesn't seem to be saying something that makes any sense anyway. So why don't you just take it nice and slow and see what develops. AC2EMG, and I hope Pat is well and healthy, and that you both have a wonderful new year. Here's NY9A, and we'll be seeing you later. Over to you, Chris. KP2, CWW, NY9A.
Good morning, Nate, and Happy New Year, AC2T.
Good morning to you, sir. How you doing, Paul? AC2T. We have a little group going on here. It's not necessarily the CBS net, but hey, we're happy to have you.
Fine business, George, and I think we have Bob in there, and of course Chris, which I know has just made his general, so I'm glad of that. I know he was trying for a while there, and I knew he was going to make it sooner or later. Just a little bit of studying, and that's what did it. Anyway, I want to say catch you guys and wish you all a very happy new year. It's a new day and a new year. Let's hope it's a good one. Over to you, Chris.
Thank you, Paul. And good new year. Happy new year. Yeah, I'm being summoned by my children to cook them breakfast, so unfortunately my wifely duties are going to have to take over here, and I'm going to have to go off the radio.
Well, that's good. I'm going to feed the kitties, that's for sure. We'll catch you later. Take care. Bob, over to you. Haven't heard you for a while. How you doing? How's your wife?
AC2T, this is KC2EMG. Paul, actually, I signed because we haven't been on for a while. And when I was on, I was using using the rig transferred to the car because we were staying with our daughter nearby because her house has fewer steps, and my wife had a hip replacement at the beginning of November, which requires some care and you know what. At any rate, that's the problem there. We've solved it. We're now back at the head shed, and it's good to hear you, but I came back on because I wanted to acknowledge your presence, and it's good to hear you. With that, I'll be listening out. KC2EMG.
Fine business, Bob. Take care of what you have to, and I'm glad to see that your wife is really recuperating. So take care, and hopefully we'll catch you Monday on the net. So over to you, George. NY9A, AC2T.
Well, gee, the phone is ringing in the background. I think we're starting to get annoyance calls again. Gee, nice to be noticed. AC2T with KC2EMG signing and KB2CWW signed. Here is NY9A. And I'm going to have to be going shortly, too. But you know what, Paul? I'm going to hang in here just because it's you. Those of us who have been minted through your mill, you know, owe you a great debt of gratitude, you know, for all that you do. And the last thing I would ever do is run out on you. Ah, boy. So I was just telling the boys that I'm reading this book on quantum mechanics, which is absolutely fascinating. And to make a long story short, what's got my tail in a twist over here is I'm trying to understand a thing called particle entanglement. And Gordon acknowledged that it was a great topic. So maybe it'll start showing up on the TechNet. But it basically talks about two particles, I don't know what they are and how big they are or anything like that, becoming entangled, which means that
One acts like a mirror image of the other, and no matter what you do to particle A, particle B does exactly the reverse. The only thing is, it doesn't matter how far separated they are. They could be on opposite sides of the universe. The effect is noticeable instantaneously. And I'm not talking speed of light instantaneously, which could be years. I'm talking about instantaneously. And I said, I gotta know more about that. This is a whole different means of transmission than I have ever known before. AC2T and me. That's it, we're it. NY9A.
NY9A, AC2T. Yeah, that would have been, many years ago when I was working, that would have been interesting to sort of probe the minds of the physicists that I worked with. And I'll tell you, I really stumped a couple of them when I asked them, you know, what leaves the antenna and what comes into an antenna? Is it particles or what is it? You know, but I never got a definite answer because they didn't know. I said, is it atoms or, you know, particles or what? What does come in and return from an antenna? And they couldn't give me a definite answer. So it's still, you know, out in the ether someplace. But it's an interesting subject. And, yeah, that would have been a good one to get with them. I still sort of semi-contact with some of them guys, but that was many years ago. I've been retired now, going to be 15 years. So that's been a while. And I enjoy it. Anyway, I don't want to hold you if you've got something to do. Matter of fact, I'm waiting for Billy to come by. He says he's going to stop by and borrow something from me. And it's fine, no problem. You're welcome to it. It's a little 220 HD that I had that I was using. And, you know, he's welcome to try it and see what 220 machines he can get from his area. So back to you, George. NY9A, HC2T.
You know, that's fascinating. I've been reading some stuff along the same lines. And what I came up with was, yeah, we talk about waves, but then they talk about quanta, and then they talk about particles. And, you know, by the time you finish, you don't know what they're talking about. Thank God something leaves the antenna and something comes into it. And all I know is that it's a transverse wave and it travels in an E plane and an H wave, an H plane. And God bless you. It's really nuts to try to figure this stuff out, but it keeps our minds going. You know, it's important to do that. And 15 years, God bless you. I was counseling a friend of mine last night who was telling me that he's going to retire. And I said, you will love it. Every day is Saturday. And you decide what you're going to do, and nobody tells you what to do. Hey, well, of course your wife does, but that's part and parcel of it. But it's a lovely way to live, and if you get into something, you can spend as much time as you need to in it. Anyway, yeah, I do have a couple of things I have to do. I was going to start doing a new FM stereo transmitter today. Of course, I gave my other one for Christmas to my sister-in-law, who could not receive, she couldn't hear her television set from where she was when she was working in the kitchen. And she had this Bose radio, of all things, right? And I said, what is this thing doing? She says, oh, most of the time it just sits around and collects dust. I said, we're going to put it to work. So I had this stereo transmitter, you know, a little 25 or 10 milliwatt job. So I retuned it to 91.9. which is a clear channel in our area, and I said, now you'll be able to hear in the kitchen, and she can. She loves it. I tell you, I said, you don't even have to turn it off. So she now owns that frequency for at least 300 feet in any direction. Anyway, back to you, Paul. I'm going to have to go to the next transmission, but it's such a pleasure gabbing with you. I like to hang in here with you. And when Billy comes, please give him my best. I do enjoy talking with him. AC2T, NY9A, is listening.
Hey, George, we'll let you listen for a few minutes to me, and then we'll let you go and do what you have to, and do have a good day today, starting off the new year with a new day and a new year, so let's hope it's a better one, and everything turns good and not bad, and hopefully the world sort of settles down and things can start going right for a change. So 73 is all the best to you and yours, and hopefully we'll catch you on Monday, if not before. So 73, George, take care. NY9A, AC2T, we'll be off and clear. 73, George.
Thank you, Paul. 73 to you, and again, have a wonderful year, and as you say, let it be bright and clear, and let it not be filled with anything but wonderful things. AC2T, NY9A will be clear, and QRT. 73, Paul.
Yes, your radio's making a repeater. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, someone is always keying up on this repeater every day, so just curious if they weren't knowing that they were making a repeater. It's N2JDH.
Hey, N2JH, W2NHJ. I have the same problem on my machine also, but I picked up the radio, keyed up, battery cover popped off. It's just wonderful. I bought a cheap old radio for work, and I'm just not used to it yet. I'm just looking for a frequency where I could reach my buddy and his wife. They just got their tickets, and they're unable to make my machine. So I'm in an actual concrete blockhouse, and I was just figured I'd try this machine here. And I apologize. I never do that, and I don't like anything that happens to my machine. The handle's Matt, Mike Alpha Tango Tango, and I'm going to get my buddy on the landline later and see if he could make it into this machine so we could have at least a 1 minute, hi, how you doing, you know, one of those type things.
All right, Matt, the name here is Andre, and again, sorry, it's just that occasionally I'll listen in on a repeater as I'm driving around, and you hear someone, you know, key up 3, 4, 7, 10 times in an hour, and don't even transmit, so I wasn't sure if they were making it or not, or if they realized they were making it.
Wow, 7, 10 times. I mean, that's more than just testing to see if you can make it. Well, we won't continue that conversation anymore. It only adds more problems. I'm glad I'm making it okay. And is it legible enough for a conversation?
Yeah, I can hear everything you say, but it's a lot of, I'm not sure what the, what you would call it. I guess it's like hash or, I guess atmospheric noise, if you want to, you know, put it in that standpoint. But yeah, I'm able to hear you. It should be good in most areas. This repeater is actually pretty good. With HT, you can get as far as Wanakew if you're on top of the mountain, so, yeah. That's enough, you know, enough to say that you'll be able to get just mostly anywhere. And congratulations to your friends that got their ticket. I believe it was 2 of them. And congratulations. I'm guessing they got the technician, if not better.
Yeah, exactly right. My buddy and his wife took the test the same day, and they both passed their tech. So now they're gung-ho. I took them to a radio shop. Not my choice, but he was in a hurry. And I helped them pick out 2 radios, and they got 2 VF6Rs. They wanted the 7R like mine, but, you know, they don't make those anymore. And I'd never give up my 7R. It's cherry, and it does a lot of things. I have no problem with the menu system. It's just a great radio. But like I said, it does a lot of things, and I can understand why the manufacturer stopped making them. But anyway, the repeater's far away. And of course, I listen to the TechNex on Thursday night here with Gordon. If I've got the right repeater in my head, I'm a little tired. Been in work for just a little while, and it's busy. And I just didn't know that I could make it through these cement walls the way I'm doing it. I'm actually behind Teterboro Airport. I'm in Wood Ridge, right behind the Teterboro Airport. So it's a pretty long shot making it through these concrete walls.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job making it through those concrete walls. I know in East Rutherford when I'm in my girlfriend's apartment, there's some places I can't transmit, but most times I can transmit from her apartment on the second floor. So that lets you know that even, you know, East Rutherford, North Arlington, all those places, you can get out there with the repeater if you got the right antenna. As I was always told, it's not about the radio, it's about the antenna. So there it goes.
Yes, sir, I agree. That definitely makes a big, big difference. I've kept the stock one on here. And like I said, this is one of those cheap radios. I was at home very sick with the flu about 3 weeks ago. And my friends who I helped with their licenses, he dropped off a care package because I wasn't able to get out of the house for over a week. A bunch of food and stuff like that. And at the very bottom of the bag was a strange cardboard box. And I opened it up. And he heard me talking about a throwaway radio, and he bought me a AGUV8D. It's an Ushan. Some people say Waxon, but it's an Ushan. And of course, we usually buy the name brand radios all my 13 years in the hobby. But he bought me this nice gift, and it works well for what it is. And it keeps me having to carry my Motorola or my Kenwood or anything like that. You know, if it gets bumped or worse, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. So I'm pretty happy that he went ahead and picked this up for me.
This is N2JDH for ID. Yeah, those radios are actually pretty great. Sorry to say that my two radios actually died. I bought one and had an issue with it, and then the second one I had an issue with the microphone. So one of them had a receive issue, and the other one had a mic issue. And I tried to, you know, take the parts off of one and put it on another, but that didn't even work. So scrapped them. I bought the GT3 by Bofang, which probably, I think, changed their name by now. But I got the, I forgot what antenna I have on it, but I got the very long, I think it's 11-inch or 17-inch antenna. I got the very long whip style antenna, and it works great. I have no complaints. I actually love it, and I love the hobby. I wish I had gotten into the hobby back when I was 13, when I was trying, but now that I know the stuff that I know now, it's going to be hard to keep me away from it. So yeah, these throwaway radios work great. I still have my Motorola, but I like the throwaway better.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like the throwaway, as we keep calling it that, but, you know, for work. I always carry an HK in my hip, and I found myself constantly, you know, being careful. Don't bump it, don't hit it. As a mechanic, you know, it's kind of tough. So at least this one, I've got a case, and whether I keep it in the pocket or something like that, I feel a lot more comfortable, and I just leave the more expensive radios at home on the table till I get back home. But I play with this one quite a bit, and it's okay for what it is. It is definitely okay. Dual band, dual display, the whole works. So if you looked it up, you already know about them. But I'm not going to hold it. I appreciate you letting me in. Very nice talking to you. I believe you said your name was Andre. Again, the name is Matt. And possibly later you might hear me calling KD2HLF. I'm still not used to your call. Having lots of fun. And his wife got KD2HNH. Hot and hotter is what phonetics they chose to help everybody remember the calls. But I'll be giving him a text later and telling him to try this repeater out. And see how it works. Just for a quick hello, how are you, you know, goodbye. It's not where we hang out all the time. And, you know, I don't want to start interfering with other people's normal use of the machine. So with that, I'm going to say 73. Get back to work before one of the supervisors or somebody comes walking around. Very nice talking to you. Might want to verify if I have your name right, Andre, I hope. And we'll catch up to you another time.
Definitely. We shall. And just give me a call sign again so I can keep track of it. I got to start keeping a book of people I transmit, or talk to, I should say. And, you know, haven't done it lately, but I'm trying to get some QSO cards and at least send them out, at least my first batch, to all those I talk to all the time, you know, at least like a handshake. But, all right, I won't hold you, 73, and I'll wait for your call, and you have a good rest of the day and a happy new year. This is N2JDH.
Okay, very good, very good. Yes, I keep very well track of all my HF contacts, and I was very, very into keeping, of course, everything down on all the other bands. And it kind of slacked off a little bit on, you know, the 2 meters, the 440, the 220, and all that stuff. But I'm back to doing that a little bit now, and particularly to give my friends the right way to go. But the call is Whiskey 2, November Hotel, Zulu. W2NHZ, and Max is the name again. Well, very nice conversation, and of course, very happy new year to you and yours. Let's hope it's a good one all around, and we'll definitely catch you another time. Thanks for the contact. Very nice this morning. Actually, my first contact in the new year. My buddy was out all day yesterday, and I kind of just stayed off the air. I didn't even sign into the net last night. I was just too tired. Anyway, 73, we'll catch you again. This is W2NHZ, clear on your file.
Hi there, Matt. 73, and enjoy. Send to JDH, and I'm going to pull the plug for a little bit.
Good morning, sir. Nice meeting you. We'll catch you again.
EM4GHN listening.
With W2NHZ, going clear. Picking up on cellular communication.